Pick up a pen and paper or open that file on your computer marked gift ideas. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has some recommendations.
This month, are you stalking through record stores looking for something to buy a jazz fan for Christmas? Or do you hate the holidays and just want some good new stuff for yourself? If you ask a store clerk for advice and they tell you to buy the new one by Wynton Marsalis or Harry Connick Jr., get out of there fast. The four records Wynton put out this year are pretty sleepy, and as a jazz musician, Connick is a joke. But if you're looking for some solid mainstream jazz like the Marsalis brothers play, get the album The Cat by tenor saxophonist Johnny Griffin. At age 63, he's got twice as much to say as any four players half his age, and this time out, he wrote himself some very nice tunes. You heard a little of his composition, The Cat, a minute ago. Here's some more. If you're shopping for a fan whose tastes are slightly more modern, but you don't want to listen to anything too frenetic when you visit them, try the duet album Falling Man by saxophonist and flutist Marty Ehrlich and bassist Anthony Cox. They're forward-looking musicians who aren't afraid to play pretty, and this CD is a sleeper that slid by too many folks. Another musician more people should know about is pianist Myra Melford. Melford was trained in classical music and Chicago blues. She has a lyrical sensibility, but her solos carry a real rhythmic jolt. Her trio's debut album is called Jump. Saw a major revival of interest in the great singer and pianist Nat King Cole. There are lots of new records and a new book about Cole out, but I can't recommend much of it. Leslie Gorse's biography, Unforgettable, was kind of sloppily written and edited. Natalie Cole's hit album, Unforgettable, struck me as pretty mushy, without the jazz feel that made her father's pop records great. The mail order label Mosaic has just put out a huge box set of Nat Cole trio recordings, including a ton of previously unreleased stuff. But as it costs $270, it's a bit much for the casual fan, let alone your Christmas budget. A lot of Cole's classic vocal albums have been reissued, of which my favorite is the jazz session After Midnight. But you might consider the new CD by Nat's brother, the endearing Freddie Cole. You gotta love a guy who has a piano, guitar, and bass trio just like Nat's, sings and plays remarkably like his brother, does a Nat Cole medley and his own tribute to Nat King Cole on the album, and then wraps it up by insisting, "I'm not my brother, I'm me." That's also the CD's title.
Now his name was Nat, and my name is Fred. Now we look alike, so it's been said. But I'll stress a point to make you see that I am not my brother, I'm me. Now I'm here to entertain you in my own special way. And if I sound like Nat, well, what can I say? Now I offer no apology, because I am not my brother, I'm me.
If you and yours prefer your jazz electrified, one of this year's best bets is David Sanborn's album, Another Hand, on which the commercial saxophonist mixes it up with creative players like guitarist Bill Frisell, bassist Charlie Hayden, and pianist Terry Adams of the rock band NRBQ. Another good one is the album Ask the Ages by the rock-influenced jazz guitarist Sonny Chirac. He plays in a quartet with Pharoah Sanders on tenor sax and Elvin Jones on drums. As far as reissues go, this season there are three new collections of Billie Holiday recordings on the Columbia, Decca, and Verve labels, which among them survey that unbeatable singer's career from beginning to end. Folks in love with the romance of suffering prefer her later sides, but the buoyant singing of the young Holiday is best, so get the Columbia 3-CD box set called The Legacy. Most of it comes from the 1930s and early 40s. This is a nice gift for someone who doesn't love jazz yet, because it'll help them hear why they should. Okay, those are my Christmas picks, but remember, don't fret too much about getting exactly the right thing for the jazz fans on your list. They'll be heading down to the mall to exchange other stuff anyway.
Kevin Whitehead is a freelance writer based in New York. The albums he recommended are by Johnny Griffin, Marty Ehrlich and Anthony Cox, Myra Melford, Freddie Cole, David Sanborn, Sonny Chirac, and Billie Holiday. I'm Terry Gross.